Today, the city I was born in, the City of Angels, is burning to the ground. But just a four-hour drive away, the world's largest tech companies and over 100,000 attendees have descended on Sin City before the CES convention, which stands for Consumer Electronics Slop Fest. Every January, these companies try to hype you up on futuristic BS nobody needs, like emotional support robots, smart toilets, AI babysitters, air-purifying headphones, and vacuum shoes, just to name a few. But among the sea of nonsense, there are some incredible gems and truly game-changing new technologies that you need to know about. In today's video, we'll separate the shit from the shinola by looking at 17 pieces of weird new technology from CES. It is January 9th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. This robot is named Marumi, and it's been melting people's hearts. You can attach it to your purse, and it acts like a shy infant by rotating its head towards people nearby, which is definitely not creepy at all. A far more impressive robot is the Galbot, and I'm surprised they got away with that name, because as the name implies, it's designed to replace women in the kitchen. It was designed in China, where there's no concept of toxic masculinity, and the Galbot can do cooking, cleaning, and shopping. And like I've predicted before, every household will eventually have one of these humanoid robots. And that's because robot tech is on a collision course with AI tech like NVIDIA Cosmos, which is a platform that contains things like world foundation models and a bunch of other stuff to develop physical AI systems. A world model is a generative AI model designed to generate videos that simulate the real world so robots can get stuff done in virtually any environment. Before we get humanoid robots, though, we'll first see the rise of robot vacuums. The Saros Z70 is a new AI-powered vacuum with an arm built into it. There's no need to use a garbage can like a caveman. Instead, just throw it on the ground and let the robot take care of it. That's cool, but what if you could turn yourself into a robot? This company InMotion is building wearable robots, which are essentially mech suits that could someday replace wheelchairs. If you don't want to become a robot, though, you should at least let AI manage your health. The Omnia 360 Smart Mirror and Scale will monitor your heart, weight, and blood pressure, among many other things, allowing you to be constantly anxious about the fact that your health is slowly failing and eventually you will die. But thanks to Revol, you can also use AI to manage your baby. It's a bassinet with a multimodal AI model, along with a radar sensor to track respiration and heartbeat. It can predict when your baby's about to cry and then rock it back to sleep. And that's a lot easier than having to yell at and shake the baby for 20 minutes. You could be doing fun stuff like driving your BYD supercar. The Yangwang U9 has a crazy suspension system that can actually perform a vertical jump on all four wheels, which means you'll never have to slow down for a speed bump ever again. But that's nothing compared to the XPeng Aero HT, which almost looks like a Cybertruck knockoff, but is actually a land aircraft carrier. In the back, you have this two-person drone thing that could take you anywhere. That's incredibly inspiring, but the only thing people really care about are how good their video games look. And NVIDIA just announced the RTX 5090 GPU, which crushes the 4090 in terms of performance. Most importantly, though, if you're using it to run and train AI models locally, they nearly tripled the AI operations per second and went from 24 gigs of memory to 32. But if you're really serious about deep learning, you want NVIDIA's new Digit supercomputer, which is capable of running 200 billion parameter models locally, and it's relatively affordable at $3,000. NVIDIA's biggest announcement, though, literally, was the GB200, a data center superchip that puts the H100 to shame. While AI startups desperately try to figure out how to make money, NVIDIA will make a killing selling and renting this hardware to them. But another big deal is the Lenovo Legion Go S. It's a handheld gaming device, but what makes it special is that it's the first authorized third-party SteamOS handheld, and that means Steam Deck will have some actual competition in the hardware space. Now, when it comes to screens, there's a new $60,000 see-through TV, a crazy new foldable TV, and of course AI-powered TVs like this one from Samsung that can translate and summarize movies on the fly. It won't be long before AI is able to generate fully customized TV shows for you without the need for Hollywood actors, writers, and directors, which is poetic considering Hollywood is literally on fire right now. But now let's look at some more obscure and lesser-known announcements at CES. If you live in a big city and you're poor, this company DotDot came up with a cool new way to make some more money. It's a Wi-Fi repeater that allows you to take your private Wi-Fi, then sell your excess gigabytes to the public. You might not get rich, but it's a very easy side hustle if you live in a densely populated area. Another mind-blowing piece of tech is Portal Graph, which is a VR projector that can make objects appear in your environment, just like in Star Wars.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You do have to wear glasses, but not a full VR headset. But that brings us to our final item, Nua, which is an AI-powered smart pen. This pen has a built-in camera that will watch what you write and keep track of it. And that's awesome, because in theory, you could write code by hand. In the future, programmers will no longer be slaves to computer screens and keyboards, because a blank sheet of paper is the IDE of the future. Actually, that might be the stupidest prediction I've ever made, but if you want to build the future with AI, you need to learn it from the ground up. And you can do that today for free, thanks to this video's sponsor, Brilliant. Their platform provides interactive hands-on lessons that demystify the complexity of deep learning. With just a few minutes of effort each day, you can understand the math and computer science behind this seemingly magic technology. I'd recommend starting with Python, then check out their full How Large Language Models Work course if you really want to look under the hood of ChatGPT. Try everything Brilliant has to offer for free for 30 days by going to brilliant.org/fireship or use the QR code on screen. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.